Hey, world changers. Welcome back to the Momentous Life Podcast. I'm your host, Malaika Simmons. That's Malaika as in I like a Malaika. And I'm the creator of the Momentology Method and CEO of Momentology Media. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. And if so, I hope you shared it on your favorite social media, gave me some likes, some stars, texted your business bestie. Last time we talked about the foundations of the Momentology Method. Awareness, gratitude, and expectance, and how learning to access these states of being will help you to live your momentous life. Now, no one else can define that for you, and it becomes clear to you the more you operate in your particular joy and genius. What? My joy and genius? I can do that? Yes, yes, indeed. And I don't blame you if you don't believe me yet, but keep listening, world changer. You are in the right place. You were told no pain, no gain. You might have been told good things come to those who wait, and hobbies don't pay the bills, get a real job, or you should be grateful for what you have. Don't be greedy, right? I got it. But newsflash, you can appreciate the life you have and desire more. And when you lean into your joy and genius, the momentous life is simply a byproduct. Awareness is about gaining clarity on where you are right now and what you want. I had a client who told me that she wanted to be in the C-suite. That's all she wanted in the world. She wanted to ditch her senior executive role for that title that starts with chief. She knew without a doubt that's what she wanted until we explored what she really wanted. She wanted respect and autonomy, and the pay was not even her driving force. When she was honest about what she wanted to deal with, she realized that there was another path that suited her better. I encourage you to evaluate what is working and what's not in your current situation with honesty and curiosity. Now, the honesty is what trips us up every time, but tell yourself the truth. It's okay. No one else is in your head but you. Say exactly what you want to do. I encourage you to say it out loud. There is power in the tongue. Now, you might be a kick-ass lawyer, but the pastry chef in you wants out. You just got to own it. We talked about diving a little deeper into gratitude, not just as a feel-good practice, but as a powerful tool for success. It's called Count Your Blessings for a reason. Counting is a way of measuring, taking inventory, and prioritizing. There's a book called Measure What Matters that shows you how to get to the heart of desired results for organizations, but if you pay attention, there are some life lessons there as well. Gratitude is focusing on what you have. What you focus on expands. You will never have more of what you want until you want what you already have. Everything has an order of operations, right? I'm not grateful because I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I'm grateful. There's a power in expecting success and a positive expectation that things will happen as they should, as they need to. There's a difference between setting hopeful intentions and expecting great outcomes. Hope is not a strategy. It is a necessary component, but it doesn't drive. It's the seatbelt, not the driver. I want to encourage you to envision success, not in a wishful sense, but with certainty and conviction that you will create your desired outcomes by intentional design. Today's episode will walk through how to use the Momentology Method to identify your individual success markers. Dale Carnegie once said that success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get. That's why defining your own version of success and designing your own blueprint is so important. May we all want what we get. So, what does success look like for you? I hope that it's filled with experiences that bring you joy and make you feel curious about the next moment, the next experience. Now, how you define success is dependent on many things. Success is deeply personal and not one size fits all. You might look at your bank account, your job title, your neighborhood. While those things on the surface may seem like the normal indicators of success, if you're listening to this, if you found your way here, I've got a sneaky suspicion that you know that there is more to it than that. Too often, societal pressures or external expectations can mislead us into adopting someone else's definition of success. Instead of thinking of success as a destination, a thing you capture after a long journey, I encourage you to think of it as the level of alignment you feel to your desires. Imagine you're feeling stuck with a really tough situation right now. Okay, that's funny. I mean, what I meant to say is take one of the challenges on your plate at the moment, maybe one that you're struggling most with, to find a way through, and keep that in mind as we go through these steps. Now, to be clear, not all challenges are equal, right? Some situations are difficult, but you know what has to be done. Some situations, you don't even know where to start, what to do first, or who to turn to for support. Okay, so you have the situation. It seems like there isn't a way through. Maybe you feel like no one in your circle really understands you, so you don't share it with anyone. Or maybe you're embarrassed to be in a situation in the first place. Like, people look up to you and expect you to have all the answers. So what's it going to look like when you can't handle a situation? Now, this is a generalization, but if any of you world changers out there have a specific challenge you like insight on, please connect with me on those interwebs. I'd love to feature your question in an upcoming episode. You just, you know, tell me if you want to, you want me to attribute that to you or not. Okay, so you have the issue ready? Write this down. Blame, same, name, tame. Okay, blame, same, name, tame. First step, no blame. Fixating on whose fault it is that you're having this latest trouble isn't going to get you solving it. Partners, bosses, staff, family members, it doesn't matter. This is especially important if you're beating yourself up. Stop it. We're human. Tribulation is kind of on brand for us. Next, don't worry if the problem is the same as someone else's. It's not the same. And who cares? Well, you think about so-and-so has had the same problem and they were able to fix it, or this person got to mid six figures in way less time. Don't fall for it. You never know someone else's circumstances, nor do others fully understand yours. It's interesting that at times we may struggle with how to be empathetic to others, but we sure know what it looks like when someone shoulds all over us. You know, when Nita Know-It-All tells you, you should do this or you should do that, because it's perfectly obvious to her from her experience what your problem is. You know anyone like that? No? Just me? Okay. Let's continue. So there's blame. Don't do it. Same. No comparing yourself to anyone else. The next is name. What is truly your problem? This is where we start digging. You're having an experience that's not to your liking. Why? Did you expect it? Remember, success is getting what we want. Happiness is wanting what we get. Maybe, just maybe, you got what someone else wanted and you thought you wanted it too. Have you ever ordered something that came highly recommended on the menu, even though you knew deep down you wanted the chicken marsala? But no, you tried something else because everybody said that mussels are delicious. They are not. They're gross. Disgusting. So now you're stuck with a gross dish and wishing for chicken. Okay, sorry, I digress. But name the true challenge by asking yourself some hard questions that require you to focus on what you want. For example, you might be stuck trying to get your CPA because, spoiler alert, you never wanted to be a CPA in the first place. So no, there's nothing wrong with you because you haven't passed the dang exam. You're just eating the mussels when you should have ordered the chicken marsala. So take a harder look at who you really are. Name your true desires so you can see why you're really stuck. The last is tame. You tame the problem by taking the scariness out of it, breaking the challenge down into small pieces. Call BS on the stories you've been telling yourself about how you can't, and look at what you've already done and consider what you might do. When we want a thing and we say, "How can I?" you actually pigeonhole yourself into a binary response. Either you can or you can't. So you stop thinking before you ever get started. However, if you reframe by asking, "How might I?" that slight rephrasing helps your brain to start generating possibilities. Well, I might be able to do this if this other condition were to happen. Okay, so how do we get to that thing? Sometimes removing a barrier is a quicker way to crossing a road than knocking it down. Then you see it wasn't such a problem as you thought it was. You tamed it, and it's easier to work with. You just had to ask the right question. Oh, I love powerful questions. We're always looking for answers when sometimes we should be seeking the right questions. The right question will reveal the true problem or challenge. Start with the obvious. What brings you the most fulfillment? What lights you up? What type of work excites you? What life experiences do you crave? And what do you consider a guilty pleasure? It's interesting how sometimes we exile ourselves away from joy and then get upset that we're bored or dissatisfied with the direction our life has taken. Ma'am, you're driving the car. You don't like the direction, turn the wheel. This is part of where we calibrate to do what serves us best at any given moment with no judgment. Calibration is difficult for some because we attach feelings of accomplishment with goal achievement. I will talk more about that in upcoming episodes, but you know, I have a different feeling about goal achievement. For now, I'll just say that SMART goals is not really my go-to. You know, if it works for you, that's great. However, too often, we're so focused on a static, timed outcome that we miss the lesson in the journey. I've reframed the word goal, and I see them as steps to gain opportunities to apply leverage. G-O-A-L. Many times, what we call a goal is really a task. If you know how to do it, maybe you've done it before, it's more like an activity that gets you closer to what you really desire. Use these activities to leverage you into situations and experiences that you can use to create your ultimate result. Again, more on that later, but we start with acceptance and honesty about the thing you want to experience, and then we calibrate and align to get there. So, align these maybe newfound desires with your results. By aligning your desires with your results. I know, don't be mad, but the answer is in the question, as they often are if you ask the right ones. Start with making a list of what matters to you most in life. For my fellow perfectionists, overachievers, analysis paralysis posse, do not make this a dissertation. Don't worry if you get the categories wrong. And actually, guess what? There are no wrong categories. There is no wrong. And if you message me and say that your three core values are fishing, high-end wigs, and playing professional competitive Uno, I will say have at it. Let's get a roadmap for your life that puts those three things at the center. If you start vague, you can always get more specific later. Don't be convinced by those people telling you that you have to do this one thing or you won't be successful, or do these other three things or it's over for you. Everyone has their own lived experiences and skill sets and sensitivities that are built up as a result of those experiences. If you grow up in the dark, you get really good at finding your way when the path is not clear. That might be your superpower. Use it. Don't let someone tell you that the path to success is to be loud when quiet observation has always served you better. The point is, you can get anywhere you want if the program you're running in your mind says so. What are you telling yourself? You know the saying, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. It's true. Your outside existence is a result of your inside insistence. So let's look today closely at what you really want and then design a blueprint to get you there. Remember, not what you should want, what you truly want. When you lean unapologetically into your joy and genius, the blueprint writes itself. Okay, so when crafting your unique blueprint, your momentous life blueprint, remember this: dream, design, do, and repeat. I want to challenge you to let go of limitations you've placed on yourself and dream bigger. Here's a visualization technique you can use when you think you don't know what you want. It usually isn't that you don't know, more like you haven't given yourself permission. Let's start off with your ideal day. I'm sure many of you have done the perfect day exercise, right? If you're like me, somehow emails, groceries, and oil changes get in the way. Either try this at night after you've done the, 100th last thing you want to do, or in the morning before you start the 1,000 point checklist. I find it's easier to do at night, and that way I can start with, I wake up slowly with no alarm clock to the smell of coffee. Now, if you don't currently wake up to the smell of coffee, that's all the more reason to dream it how you want it. Design your entire day from what you do moment to moment, who you're with, what they say or don't say. Hey, your perfect day could be one with blissful quiet and not a notification to be heard anywhere, except for that email saying you won the contract. Also, and this is key, imagine how you feel as you experience each of those things. Don't just think of winning a contract. Think about how the champagne tastes that you drink to celebrate it. Be careful not to hit anybody in the eye when you pop that cork. Hey, don't spill it on the carpet. What are you wearing as you sip? And who's in the room with you? Designing is really important. Designing with intent. It's important to intentionally design every aspect, being deliberate in how you craft your momentous life. Before we bought our house, our last house, my daughter drew a picture of our old house. She drew the road to the bank, you know, because we had to get the money, a piece of paper that was supposed to be mommy's contract, and another piece of paper for daddy's patent. And her brothers were in the car. The new house was complete with doorknobs and curtains, y'all. She was five. Specificity people. We are so specific about what we don't want, but super vague when it comes to our hopes and dreams. I want a good job. I want a lot of money. Or I just want to be happy. If a five-year-old can do it, then you, world changer, can do it too. Do your research. What do people who do what you want to do drink? Where do they meet? What do they read? What do they know or talk about? Designing with intent. So you dream it, you feel it. Lastly, but not least importantly, is take action. You gotta do it. Momentology is a study and practice of operating in the now. That's right, right now. Now let's talk about some practical steps that you can use to design a life that matches your dream. Okay, first, step one, write it down. There's no shortage of people out there that says, oh, write down all your goals. I don't mean this in a listing kind of thing, because when you have a list and then what? You get anxiety over this long list of things that you'll never get to? Try this. On a piece of paper, write out an area of your life at the top. Career, personal relationship, a health goal. Then draw two equal lines from top to bottom of the sheet. Now you should be looking at three vertical lanes. The lane on the left, you write where you see yourself in relationship to that category in your life. So let's say you chose career as your focus area at the top. In the left lane, you might write senior basket weaving manager, if that's your current role. In the far right lane, write the role that you desire. CEO? Fantastic. CEO it is. Now, this is not wishful Pollyanna thinking. You know you're not yet the CEO, and I know it. But staring at that blank middle column tells you there's some work to do, and that's fine. Here's where the journey begins. Awareness of what you want and acceptance that it will require growth into a different version of you, and acknowledgement that you're ready to go get it. Step two, identify one action. That sneaker company tells you just do, you know, the thing. Well, that sucks if you don't know what it is. I propose that you do something, one thing to move you closer to your goal. You did your research, right? Now act on it. Write down one to three things you think will get you started on a few post-it notes, one each. Here's where we pause for a moment of silence for the perfectionist in you. It doesn't matter if you know exactly what the right thing is, or you do exactly the right thing. There kind of isn't a right thing. There's a wish for thing and a done thing. Now label the post-its in order of importance or by whether or not you know how to do the thing with a number in the corner. We'll talk more about what real goals are in a future episode, but for now, place the stickies in the gap between senior basket weaving manager and CEO. Do that again for another area of your life. Maybe put your current weight on the left and your ideal weight on the right. That middle lane will be the top three things that help you get to the goal. Start with one thing, backed by a little research and a little courage. You have to take action first. Courage comes after action, not the other way around. You can't see your progress until you've taken the steps. You can always calibrate, but first, commit to moving. Next step, practice gratitude. On the back of the paper, Write down all of the things that you have in your tool belt, your treasure box. One of my favorite stories is about an old man sitting at a crossroads on a box begging for money. When people passed, he would ask for spare change. He did it for so long, he just never looked up. As soon as he heard someone coming by, he just mechanically, "Hey, got any change? One day he asked someone for money and the man said, "I haven't got anything for you." The beggar was irritated and kind of turned away. "Hey, what's in the box?" the stranger says. "Nothing," the old man says. "I just sit on it." "Maybe you should open it," says the stranger. "Why?" says the old man. "There's nothing in there, just an old box I've been sitting on for years." Still, the stranger says, "Hey, wouldn't hurt to open it." To get rid of this non-paying stranger, the old man says, "Fine, I'll open it." He gets up, opens the box, and finds it full of gold. What are you sitting on that you've forgotten or take for granted? What skills, network, knowledge could you leverage that sets you apart? How do you tap into it? This is where you create your mantra that we discussed last time. And if you've already booked a call with me, then you have your agreement guide. Use that to find your power words, those ideals and those values that resonate with you specifically, like a radio frequency. We all know that we're always tuned to WIIFM. What's in it for me? My personal power words are unbothered, limitless, and unstoppable. When my actions align to my desires, those are the emotions that I feel. That's my happy space, my creative space, my productive space. It has less to do with a final stop called success and more a realization that the ride is where you meet people and see fantastic sights and hopefully learn a little bit about yourself. This is where transformation happens. There's a universal law that nothing is ever created or destroyed. It just takes different forms. Success manifests three different ways. First in your mind, then in your heart, lastly in your hands. Once you learn to love the journey, you become the destination. Listen, world changers, you are doing your best. You're only human. Remember to have awareness of what is possible, gratitude for the things you forget to say thank you for and already have going for you, and expectance that you will be, do, or have exactly what you need at that moment. That is how using the Momentology method helps you to live a momentous life. You get to decide what a momentous life means for you. Dream it, design it, do it, and repeat. What is meant for you is meant for you. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Or as Soul to Soul says, "Keep on moving." As always, I'm grateful for you sharing space with me today. If you don't feel like you quite got the exercise right or some part of it just didn't come together for you, don't worry. We are all a work in progress. And it's fun to do this in real time, face to face, because no matter what, someone will come up with a new way to work it or something to tweak. It's not supposed to be perfect. It's supposed to get you thinking. Better yet, it's supposed to get you moving. Momentology is the study and practice with an emphasis on practice of operating in the now, succeeding with what you have from where you are at any given moment. I hope you were encouraged to look at your situation just a little bit differently. Tune into the next episode where we will dive into the importance of empathy in leadership and how servant leaders can create environments that nurture joy and genius in others while maintaining personal boundaries and peace. If any of this resonated, if you enjoyed it, learned a thing or two, or maybe you know someone that could use a blueprint for how not to be all things to all people, but be all of what they want to be, I hope you'll like, share, and tune into future episodes. Message me if there's a topic on leading with heart or dealing with stress that you want to explore. And I welcome you, as always, to our growing community of servant leaders who are committed to living a momentous life. If you want me to show you how to create a custom blueprint, or you need help navigating finding yourself in the moment, book a call at MomentousLifeNow.com. If you're looking for empathy-based leadership training, employee engagement, or team building, go to MomentologyMedia.com and click Start Here to send me a request. For more content on living unapologetically in your joy and genius, connect with me on LinkedIn. Here's to living a momentous life. Until next time, I'm grateful for you all.